Hi, I'm Sam Hawley. This is ABC News Daily. There are only a handful of cases, but monkeypox is in Australia and it is spreading. It's highly unusual because it's such a rare disease. Our medical system has never had to deal with an outbreak before. Europe, the UK and America have also been hit, with hundreds of people being infected. Today we speak to two US physicians about the treatment of a monkeypox patient and why the disease is on the move.
My name is Paul Bittinger. I am the director of the Center for Disaster Medicine at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. I'm an emergency physician who specializes in disaster preparedness and biothreats. On May 12th, a patient was admitted to our hospital with a number of different symptoms, but did not have any history of traveling to areas of Africa where monkeypox has been or being in contact with animals.
All right, I'll get the paperwork started and I'll get you a bed up on the floor.
At that point, there was not any history of people being diagnosed with monkeypox who didn't have that contact. But within about 4 days, we had the very first cases released from England of patients with monkeypox who had not traveled to the endemic areas of Africa. It entered our clinical team's mind, and that's when we said, gosh, it's never happened in the United States before. It's almost never happened in the world before, outside of the recent reports in England. But we should really pursue it.
So if there hadn't been cases being publicised in the UK, you would have never suspected that it could have been monkeypox.
That's exactly right. And so what we did is worked with our state and our federal health authorities. We moved the patient into a special part of the hospital we call our special pathogens unit. This is a unit we created after the Ebola outbreaks of 2014 to be able to care for patients that have emerging infectious diseases. We tested lab samples initially later in that day. So in less than a day, had a presumptive positive that the samples tested positive for orthopox virus, which is the family, and the next day our CDC, our National Health Authority, confirmed that in fact it was monkeypox.
Right now at 11, contact tracing is underway to find out how a man, now at Mass General Hospital, caught a rare disease called monkeypox. It is the first case in the United States this year.
In that time before you had the diagnosis, had he spread the disease, do you think? And how many contacts did he have?
So the patient did have contacts with a number of medical providers who were wearing always a mask, always gloves, and often other personal protective equipment or PPE. Right now, there's no evidence that there was any spread of monkeypox from the patient to anyone else in our hospital. The longest period of transmission that we know of is 21 days. The vast majority of transmission occurs between about 5 and 14 days. So we think it's very unlikely there was any transmission.
Has there been any other cases identified, or has that been the only one at your hospital or in Boston for that matter?
There are, as you're aware, hundreds around the world, but there are not additional cases that are linked to our case that we know of, and no other cases in Massachusetts.
Amish Adalja, I'm a senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security and a practicing infectious disease, critical care, and emergency medicine physician. My work focuses on pandemic preparedness, emerging infectious disease, the intersection of infectious disease and national security. Monkeypox is a virus that's been known to science since at least the 1950s, and it's really a virus that circulates in about a dozen African countries, has caused sporadic outbreaks. It's of the same family as the smallpox virus, but is much, much less lethal. And what's got it in the headlines now is that it is spreading in an unusual manner, meaning that it's spreading outside the endemic area amongst people who have no connection to the endemic area or connection to animals from the endemic area.
So the endemic area, just explain that for me.
The endemic area is parts of Africa, Central and West Africa, places like Nigeria, places like the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where monkeypox cases are always discovered. They were first seen in the 1970s when the smallpox eradication program was going on. And they continue to cause sporadic outbreaks there and have been an increasing problem over the last several years as people's immunity to smallpox, which protected them against monkeypox, has waned.
Do we know why all of a sudden it started to spread into places like Europe?
There are some hypotheses that have a lot of evidence now behind them. What's most likely to have occurred is that ongoing outbreaks of monkeypox in places like Nigeria have infected travelers to those areas who then came to the United Kingdom, came to Europe. And that has to do, at least from what the WHO was saying, because there were two raves that occurred in Belgium and people from all over the world may have attended that, and that seeded the virus into many different countries. So it is in Australia, it is in the United States, it is in Canada, it is in the UK, it is in Israel. We will see more and more countries report it because this likely has been spreading unbeknownst to people probably since at least April, as this was presenting kind of atypically as a sexually transmitted infection type of lesion in people's genital regions. And that's not what you see with monkeypox. Monkeypox is a travel-related infection for most people. So many of these cases may have been misdiagnosed and then allowed to spread. We know, for example, in Montreal, that cases were misdiagnosed as chancroid, which is another infectious disease. You can expect that the virus had the ability to spread unbeknownst to people and got farther and wider than it would have in any other situation.
What are the symptoms if you get monkeypox?
The characteristic symptoms are fever and a rash. A rash where everything sort of looks the same, all the lesions look the same, and eventually kind of progress to pustules. It's also associated with swelling of lymph nodes. And before the rash appears, people may have headache, fever, muscle aches, fatigue, and then the rash appears.
Right, so it doesn't sound particularly an enjoyable experience, but is it deadly?
When you look at the historical outbreaks that have occurred in Africa, sometimes the mortality rates are quoted as being between 1 and 10%. However, that's likely reflective of when they occurred and where they occurred. And there's also two different strains of this virus, and one is milder than the other. And the current strain circulating in Europe is of the milder sort. So I don't suspect we're going to see high numbers in mortality. I don't think we'll even reach the 1% that's been quoted in historical studies.
Okay, so not many people will die from it, but how do you stop it spreading?
The way to stop monkeypox outbreaks is finding the cases, doing contact tracing, and then using vaccines. The smallpox vaccine is effective against the monkeypox virus, using that vaccine on those contacts. So you basically create a ring around the case with vaccines. So all the contacts of a case, they get vaccinated, and that blocks transmission. You can give the vaccine to people after they've been exposed, and if you get to them early enough in their incubation period, it will completely abort the infection. And if you get to them a little bit later, they may still get infected, but it will be a milder case.
And do we have enough smallpox vaccine?
There is a lot of smallpox vaccine around. And that comes from the fact that many countries were worried about the use of smallpox as a biological weapon. So in the United States, we have stockpiled smallpox vaccine enough to vaccinate the entire population of the United States, which would never be the case because you don't have to vaccinate everybody. You just have to vaccinate contacts. There may be limited availability in certain countries because they chose not to purchase it. But we know that the manufacturers of the two major smallpox vaccines are increasing production. But again, this isn't a vaccine that needs to blanket the population.
Right. Well, there aren't too many cases here in Australia yet, but there are some. And we all have seen with COVID and living through this pandemic how quickly things can spiral out of control.
It's important to draw a distinction between monkeypox and COVID-19. Not everything has the characteristics of COVID-19, and not every virus has pandemic potential. There's a tendency to view monkeypox through the lens of COVID-19, and that's the wrong way to think about it. These are distinct viruses with distinct biological characteristics. Monkeypox is definitely a containable virus.
Dr. Ramesh Adalja is an American infectious disease physician and a senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. Dr. Paul Bidinger is the director of the Center for Disaster Medicine at Massachusetts General Hospital. The World Health Organization says it's unlikely the monkeypox outbreak will lead to a pandemic. It is considering whether it should be assessed as a potential public health emergency of international concern. This episode was produced by Sydney Peed. Additional production by Flint Duxfield and Chris Dengate, who also did the mix. Our supervising producer is Stephen Smiley. I'm Sam Hawley. ABC News Daily will be back again tomorrow. You can find all of our episodes of the podcast on the ABC Listen app. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.